hoping maybe to go vayit today, but possibly we will leave that for tomorrow, the next Gemara, Nekachtos issue. I gave you a few makoros for that, just to, if you want to add to that, if you started to see already, you'll have more time. You can also look for Rabbeinu David, and you can also look in Shulchan Aruch on this sif. There's a very interesting Bir Halacha, so, you know, just in terms of different shittas of what the case is about and what Nekachtos is all about. So that's for the Gemara that we're going to do next, and then we have back to the Nyanim of the Isser after Shei Shos. So that's a very important Gemara in Daf Hey that will start in Mitzvah Shem, in 2 days or so. Okay, so I wanted to today to just mention the Ksos. How could you not mention the Ksos? That's connecting to a Gemara, to a Rashi. But really, it's not so much the Ksos for itself and that particular application to the Rashi about Bittul, but really a chance to just open up the discussion about what Hefker means and understanding a Rambam, a difficult Rambam, and it's also brought in Shulchan Aruch, that makes a connection between Hefker and Nedarim. So a little bit of that. And then I'd like to just go back a little bit of relating the Tosfos and the Ran together with regard to what Bittul is, and then maybe bringing in the Ramban, which we didn't do the whole Ramban beginning to end, but the Ramban also has something to say about Bittul. At the end of the day, though, I will tell you that we're going to have to return to Bittul again on Davav on the base, and we see the Sugya there of Habodik Sarach Shivatel, and some of these things that are not fully clear now will be hopefully revisited. Exactly what is the Hagdara of Bittul, exactly what did the Ran say, what did the Ramban say, and again, contrasting it to what Tosa said about Bittul as Hefka. And of course, Rashi as far as Tashbisa. So, let's just mention a very interesting source in Simen Reshai and Gimel, in Choshen Mishpat, which is where Hefka is brought. Hefka is brought in Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat, where we were expected to be. It's a transaction of some kind, person has a bailus on a chefetz, and they're mafkeret, so we would expect to find it in the Choshen Mishpat. What's interesting is the Rambam didn't mention it in his in connection to Inyanim of Kinyan. Kinyan and Mishpatim. The Rambam mentions Hefker in Hilchas Nedarim. So that right away is very striking. And that's where the Ksos, of course, is running with. He begins in Simen Reisha and Gimel with the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch. Now the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch is really the Rambam, but the Rambam is in Hilchos Nedarim and the Shulchan Aruch is in Choshen Mishpat Reishai and Gimel. So the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch is, let me just start with Tzuf Aleph, Kol Dabar Shal Hefker, Kol HaKodim Bo Zacha, Bein Shu Dabar Mufker V'Omid Bein Shari V'Bayon Bith Kiruhu. So anything that's Hefker, anyone who comes first and takes it is Olches Kona, whether it was Mufker V'Omid, it's in the status of Hefker L'Kol, there was no person who you know had bailus beforehand, it's just simply there for anybody's taking. Or if there was a bailum and he was mafkirit, so the halacha is called konda bazacha, sif alef, sif beis. And this lashon of Shulchan Aruch is really taken from the Siddur Rabban Hilchos Nedarim Perek Beis, halacha yudalit. Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, ha hefker, afal pi she'eno neder, harehu kimo neder, she'asa lav zavo. So lashon of Shulchan Aruch is very interesting. Hefker, on the one hand, it says, even though it's not a neder, it's like a neder. In that, it's also lav zavo. So, what does that mean? It's not a neder, but it's like a neder regarding the fact that you can't retract. What exactly does that mean? So, just to take the full lashon of Rambam, in the context of the Rambam, in Hilchos Nedarim, Ha-hefker api she'enu neder, again, beiz yudalit. Hareu kimo neder she'asa lo lachzebo. U'mahu ha-hefker she'yomer adam nechasem elu hefker l'kol. Bein mitaldrin, bein bekarka, kerkos. Kefa den ha-hefker kol kodem bezachabo, kono la'atzmo b'nase she'lo. And even this person who was mafkirit, he is also in the running. He could be the one to be zochit before anyone else. That's halacha yudalit. Something else in the Rambam, just read another halacha or two. Hamafkir la'anim avalu ashirim, eino hefker sheyafkir la'kol kishmita. This is a machlokes in Peah, in the Mishnah in Peah. Bishame v'sil have a machlokes, whether you can have a concept of hefker which is limited to one class of people. So we hold like v'silo, the hefker has to be la'kol, not just la'anim velo ashirim. Has to be open to anybody, like we find the concept of Shemitah, where the Torah says it's Hefker for everybody. Now, I mentioned another Rambam because this could be very relevant to where the Rambam got this concept, which we don't yet understand what it means, that Hefker is Kimo Neder. So it's at the end of the Simit, this Sivkatan has a lot to say about what's the Makar, and then he comes around to say that the Makar is in fact the Gemar Nedarim, that seems to be what the Rambam himself is working off of. And that's what the Rambam says the following, just a little bit later on, in a later halacha. Let me read halacha tezayin. Din Torah, this we know from the Tosis a little bit. Afil hifkir bifnei echad, hareza hefker, beniftim na maisvis, adin is hefker spata from maiser. Afil midibay sofim, in hefker chiyafkir bifnei shilosha. Kidei shiyia echad zoche, imratza, vashnai mi'idim. So the din is midrabanan, you need three people present, so that one of the three could be the potential zoche in this transaction, and two would be eidim. The Lashon Rambam, Din HaTorah, Afil Hifkir B'fnei Echad, so we know the Tosus takes it out of the Gemara says that Lashon, Afil Echad, Dvar Torah, but Tosus is saying it's really not even Echad. That's why you can have Bitul Mitam Hefker, however we explain it, which doesn't require one, just you yourself. But Lashon Rambam is different. Rambam says, Din Torah, Afil Hifkir B'fnei Echad, like the Lashon Gemara, sounds like it's Dafka Echad. Okay. Then, the Rambam continues here, Lacha Tazayin. Ha-omer ha-reze hefker v'zeh. So you have a chefetz, you say this is hefker, and also this. So the second chefetz, it's a little bit unclear, it's like a shorthand. You didn't say v'zeh hefker. You said one thing is hefker, that's clear your intention, what you're doing. Then you take something else, v'zeh. Ha-reh ha-sheni suffik hefker. What is this all about? Second thing, which you didn't explicitly, fully articulate as designated as hefker, but v'zeh, you said in the context of having first made something else hefker, it's a suffik hefker. The imamar v'zeh kimozeh, o sha'amar v'gamzeh, re hitfis ha'sheni v'ya hefker v'adah. If you say something even more explicit, which is what's called hatfasa, now hatfasa, you understand the concept of hatfasa, those who learned a little bit in the Dari, even in the Mishnayos, hatfasa means zeh kazeh. When you want to make something usa to you, konam kikar ze alai, Russian of takinoi for saying karban. Konam kikar ze alai, this kikar should be usa to me like a karban. You can now say something else regarding another kikar without having to articulate the same nusach of a neder, and you could just say ze kazeh. This is called hatfasa, you matvis. You're taking this and you're inserting it and putting it in the same classification as the first thing. So the Rambam is saying, if you would say such a lashon of clear hatfasa on the second thing, then it would be a vada hefker. But if you just said this shorthanded expression, which is not 100% fully clear, v'zeh, it's like it's curtailed in the language, that's a suffik hefker. Now, this Rambam is based on the Gemara Nedarim, which the Mefarshim tell us, Exos brings this at the end, is probably the makar of the Rambam, when he says that hefker is kimo neder. The Gemara Nedarim in the beginning, first parak on Daf Vav, Daf Zayin, has a shaila by numerous things if there's a halach of yad. Yad means a lashon, which is a short lashon. So the Mishnah in the beginning of Nedarim says, ko kinui nedarim ki nedarim. That's a halach of kinuyim. Then there's another halacha of yados. Yados again means, it's a drasha that we have, that you can use a lashon which is not fully articulated, but it's good enough to count. So we have a drasha that it works by nedarim, works by nezirus, that you can have a lashon of yad, a lashon which is short. So it comes to Gemara, Davav Dav Zayin, asks, what about other inyanim? Can you have yad for those things? Yesh yad, that you need a dibor, but the dibor wasn't fully explicitly stated in the fullest way. So the Gemara has, among other things, the Gemara discusses kolam of yad yadayim mochichos, yadayim chen mochichos. These are sugyas. Maybe one day yeshiva will learn the darim. It'll be good to learn these sugyas at the yeshiva of the sechta, the first parak of the darim with the ran. So you have your different kolam of what a yad is and when is a yad need a pasik. When is it good? When is it not good? So the Gemara has ashala by Rav Papa yesh yad liyakidushin olo. Kedushin we soon need Zamira, Harei Yad Mekudesh Esli, and so on. So, the Gemara discusses what's the case, what was the Yad that you used, and you want to know if it counts for Kedushin. You did one Maisa Kedushin, you had to another one. You said Va'at, and you too. What does Va'at mean? Does it mean the Kudeshes? Does it mean something else? So the Gemara goes into that Shaila. And then the Gemara says, Bayra Papa Yesh Yad Lepeya. Oh, and Yad Lepeya. Hechidami. The Gemara discusses, you have something that's Peya, then you say this as well, the Hadain. Then the Gemara continues and asks, what about Tzedakah? Yesh Yad Letzedakah, and Dav Zayin Amid Aleph. Oh, in Yad Letzedakah. Gemara works out the case. Hechidami. If you said Hadain Zuzah Letzedakah, Vahadain Nami, that's Duck itself, it's not a Yad. Gemara says, you said Hadain, without saying Nami. Does it mean Tzedakah? Does it mean something else? And Tzedakah is compared to Karbanos, and Karbanos has a din of Neder, which has a din of Yad, so therefore Tzedakah, if it's, you know, it could perhaps have a din of a Yad, or maybe the Hekesh is not related to Yad, that's only to other Inyan, and Bal Ta'acher, if you don't pay, you give your Tzedakah within a certain amount of time, you buy a Bal Ta'acher, so you don't know if there's a din of Yad for Tzedakah. Finally, comes the Gemara here and asks the next question. Separate from Tzedakah, now Intim Saloma. What about Hefker? What about Hefker? Says the Gemara, Yesh Yad LeHefker, O Dilma, Ein Yad LeHefker. Wow. Who's talking about a Dibur of Hefker with regard to Yados? Yados is a sugya mostly with Nyanam of Nidarim, pledges, where it says Hefker. Hanu Tzedaka, we are a Shaila by Tzedaka. In Tim Saloma Kamer, if you say Yesh Yad Tzedaka, what about Hefker? Hefker, Mi Aminan Hanu Tzedaka, O Dilma Shani Tzedaka, Tzedaka Lochazi Elu Aniyim. But Hefker is not just Aniyim, we hold that has to be everybody, being Aniyim, being Ashirim, so to Shaila the Gemara, Ibaya Delo Yifshita. That's the suffix that the Rambam is describing. Tosus says over here, just the side of the Nidarna, it's Tosus, Hefker Hanu Tzedaka, Destan Mafke Bishvil Shizko Ba'aniyim. But then what's this? It's not exactly that, it's Aniyim Ulashirim. Lamaisa, this Gemara opens up for us the possibility of linking and associating Hefker with Inyan of Neder. When you talk about a Dibur, and what's the case, the Rambam gives you the case. You said, this is, first you said, this is Hefker, and then you said, Bezeh. And the Rambam says, it's a Shaila, right? What exactly does it mean? Okay, so we have a Makar of sorts, but what does it mean exactly? And what are the implications? So, Nixos begins, he quotes the Bach, in the beginning here, Reshayin Gimel. What does it mean, the Lashon HaRambam, HaHefker HaReo Kenedev Asa Lachzebo? What's the basis of the Issa Lachzebo? What does it mean? So when we talk about Nedarim, a person makes a Neder, so what's the din? He can't be Chozer. Why not? He can't break your Neder. What's that based on? What's it based on? Well, what's the Pasuk? Vayachel Dvaro. So does the Rambam mean, and the Bach says, yes, that's what the Rambam means. Asalachzebo, meaning to say person's mafkir, don't forget, it's not just for Aniyim, it's for anybody. But when you say that something is Hefker, you now are bound by your word, it has a Torah's Neder, and should you retract, you're going to be violating Lo Yachel, and that's what's stopping you from being tremendously Mechudash. That's what he brings from the Bach. So in other words, it sounds like the transfer of the item is not the etzem a transfer mitzad mamonis. It sounds like the entire enterprise of Hefker is like a neder. You know, you're bound by your word. Strange, no? And that's the whole. So where's the hakana of the davar? I mean, where, or the fact that it's now in a state of limbo that someone could be zocha. How did that happen? How did you lose your bias? It's all based on a lo yachel. So it's very hard to understand. But that's what the Bach seems to say. The Bach says that it's based on, it's a bel yachel, because there was no kinyan. It was just an amira. Harel keneda lo yachel dvaro. Vapish ay shehu atma yachel iskos bo. So you are being chozer? No, it's not exactly being chozer. If you go ahead and take it again, what's the pshat? You're taking it in a hefker. So you're it's open for grabs. You're included in the possibility of someone being zochah. but not mitoras chazara. Ad kam lishona. That's what the Bach says. What's what the Ksos begins here. So the Ksos runs with this a step further. He says, next paragraph. We'll soon get to how he applies it to bitul chametz. Misubkani ufimash mevayer dahada asal achzar and el mishum dahavi kemoneder in kain nira. Says the Ksos, if that's the case, was there a kinyan that was affected here? Did anything actually happen with the dibur? What made it leave your ishus? In pain near it, the hefker ain't osa kinyan. Says, sounds like hefker doesn't make a kinyan. De osa kinyan, my inyan neder lekan. If there's a kinyan that's affected through the hefker, then what's shaykh to say it's a neder? How typically, the fayatsam ishus. So how did we think walking into shir today? What is hefker? Hefker is a way of taking something that's right now yours, and through the declaration of hefker, it right now is no longer yours. You're no longer the bailer. You sell it, you're bailer. It's a haknah, but not haknah to a particular person. It's haknah, meaning that you're making it available for anyone to be zoche. But the Ksos says, if the basis for why it can be chozer is bal yachel, as the Bach understood it, and didn't say that in the Rambam, it just says, it's asa lachzebo. But the Bach read that to mean bal yachel, moneder, then it comes out, says the Ksos, nothing really left your reshus. So it comes out, it didn't make a kinyan. It's only based on bal yachel, can hifkir umes. So what would happen if a person did a hefkir on something and he died? So what's the halacha? It never left his rishus. No one was zocha yet. In the bal yachel, he's no longer relevant. He's no longer alive. So then it goes b'yirusha. Efshadu shel yarshim kim de'ena lo mishum neder. And as far as the fact that he made a neder, the yarshim don't have to live up to his neder. He made the neder. It's his bal yachel, not theirs. So the fact that he said hefker, and now he died, they can keep it, and they don't have to make it available for anybody to be zocher. It's not that they take it from a hefker. It's mele theirs. So he has a lot of different gemaras like this. Now, again, if you realize this is very problematic from a lot of camps. I'm going to quote you some chorus in a minute that they bring in the new. I have to thank Ari. Ari was once a shir assistant. If you remember, this is because of your credit that I have this ksos, okay, for this farm sale that we got it for me. Okay, so this is the new ksos with the hagos on the bottom. They bring a lot of nars my makomos relating to the Indian. So there's a lot of kashas on this, but l'maisa the ksos says, yeah, that's what it is. It's still his until someone is zolcha. Okay, so he brings a few gemaras that he has to work out, and then he comes to our sugya. And he suggests, this is pshat and why Rashi doesn't learn pshat and bittul like Tosis. Tosis learns that bittul is based on hefker and nothing to do with tashbisu. The way we learned it up, we have different ways to understand it. Maisa hefker, Mamela's hefker, but let's keep that on the side. Rashi doesn't say a word about hefker. Rashi says it's a halach of tashbisu, the Torah's machadish that you can mimvatul chametz. So why did Rashi learn hefker? Says the Ksos, fascinating thing in terms of psachim. F shalom and name high time mashitas rashi psachim dav dalit the bitul chametz based on tashbisu and Tosis says because of hefker lecha it's not yours it's not lecha so you don't violate it because it's not lecha you don't violate by yirat says the Ksos why did Rashi say that because Rashi goes aderach the Rambam that hefker is mitam wad mitam neder and if that's the case it never really left your reshus the whole halacha is you can't be chozer on your neder. It's just that the neder is, you have to let someone else come make a kinyan, and it becomes theirs when they make the kinyan. But until that point, it's still yours. So he says, if it's still the bailin's, the only thing is, revia alei iser bayachel, knows it belongs to you, but there's now you've created a neder reality that has a bayachel associated with it. So you have a responsibility to own up to your word, to allow other people to be zochet. So how have you gained not violating Bayirah? What is the point of Tosis? It's not Lecha anymore. Oh yes it is. According to Tosis, you have to assume not like this Rambam, not like this Bart that it's a neder and it's really yours, it's about Yachel. You actually affected a status change in the chayfetz, it's no longer yours. And Rashi will say, like we see here in the Rambam, as Exos is explaining, it's still yours, it's not acherim. It's davash ena b'shuso, the Torah made it b'shuso, and therefore, the fact that, again, nothing's going to work here. So Umay said Rashi didn't want to say it to Rambam. Okay, this is a very, very puzzling concept. First of all, just take the point that Exos assumes that it's still yours, except there's a Bayachel. L'chari, that's Mufurish against the Gemara. There's a sheet of Rav Yossi, the Ran quoted in the beginning of the Masechta. Gemara Nedarim brings Rav Yossi, who holds that Hefker Kimatana. Just like Matana, it's until the Zohar comes and takes it, it's still by the Nosein, it belongs to the Nosein, Af Hefker. But that's Rav Yossi. The Chacham disagree. The Chacham hold that even before the Zohar takes it, it's not Rishus of the Nosein, of the Mafkir anymore. So how could the Ksos be same Pshat in the Rambam, something which is only according to Shitas Tanaim of Rav Yossi? We hold not that way. Rav Yossi is the one who makes this equation that Ad Asi Rishus Zohar, it hasn't left Rishus HaNosein. Bashdas, we hold it, it's left Rishus HaNosein. So, okay, so what does the Rambam mean? We'll have to know. But like, this whole assumption of the Ksos, Zohar is Mamish against the Gemara, that's the first kasha that they ask here on the bottom, that the Mitzrayim, the Divrei Rabbeinu Tamu Achronim, the Vav Hefker Yotzei Mirshus, so Lugamri, Kim Mevor Lehadin Adam Daf Mem Daud Amid Aleph. The Rabbanan Sviru Lehu, the Hefker Yotzei Mirshus Am Miyad. Rab Yossi holds Ad Asi Mirshus Zohar. And he brings the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer Yerodea Shin Tezayin, that Mamish, you know, he talks up with the Ksos, it's like, Ksos totally missed the boat. How can the Ksos say such a thing? So a few other marmakomos. Rav Shimon Shlav has a piece in Shari Yosha, which I'll hear mitzayin here as well, which I'll read a little bit from. It's Tutzach Rebedek, you can imagine here. You know, this is a very lively discussion. Just a few marmakomos. Again, most of them are mentioned here in the hub, are in the bottom. I think of Asher Weiss, and one of his Svarim on Chumash has a piece on this inyan. On the Parshas Re'eh, on Hefker, brings a lot of the same Makoros. So there's a comment of the Beis Yosef. Some Achronim took the Rambam more literally than others. That's what it comes down to. The Bach, for example, that the Ksos quoted, said it's a Rav Bayachel. Imagine that. The person said, Hareze Hefker, and it's Chal Bayachel. So what does that mean? Think of the implications. A person makes a neder has a bayachel. Is there a way around it? What about, what? You can do a tasin darim. Okay, so does anyone imagine that for a person who says harezeh hefka, they can be matur neder? Have you ever heard of that? So believe it or not, there's a menchas chinuch. That in Parshas Bo, on the Isilo Yimatse, that entertains such a possibility. So I'll leave the Beis Yosef for a second, I'll come back to it. The menchas chinuch says, and the new Minchas Chinuch is Os Hei. He said, what if you have Hametz Shel Hefker? Would the Bailin be violating Bayirah, according to the Rambam, Hefker Midin Neder, and the Beis Yosef that we're going to quote in a second? Or the Beis Yosef, the Bach, that the Ksos quoted, then Choser over the Bayachel. The Imkei Yeshuomar, says the Minchas Chinuch, if it's about Bayachel, then it should come out the behefka mahani she'ela. And if, okay, so since you can be shol on the hefker, so even if you're mafker, you can be shol on the hefker. He brings a ran in the door and pay, hey, but you can't be shol on hefker. He says, that's because the Rambam, he doesn't hold like the Rambam. He holds like the Rambam, then it's mamish mishkimoneder, then you could be shol on the hefker. He wants to make a toli in the machokas, what's together of hefker. But if hefker is in fact mitam neder, and the Bach says it's a bal yachel, it says, he should be able to be shol. On the bottom of the Minchas Chinuch, they bring Rav Yaakov Emden's Hagos, that yeah, Hefka Mitam Neder, Bal Yachel, but there's certain Nedon that you can't be Shoel on, Neder Adas Rabim, you can't be Shoel on. Yeah, but the Gemara has in Makis that Mishum Bar Mitzvah, Gittin also, that for Bar Mitzvah, you could be Shoel, so what? So then there's going to come out that certain things you could be Shoel Hefka, and very hard to imagine you could be Shoel on a Hefka. Okay. The Beis Yosef, Taflam Medalit and Arachayim. So he brings, this is a ran later on, a machlokes, whether you can do bitul al yidei shaliach. maybe we'll return to this when we come to talk about the Ran in a little bit. Can you do bitul aydei shaliach? Bitul chametz. So the Ran brings the Baal HaItur, and this Yesh Omrim, says the Ran. So some say yes, and some say no. Kevin the bitul mitoras hefker naguba, shaliach lo matzi mevatel. Why? Because if you tell your friend, Amad Machaber Hefker Atanichsai Imbekachum Atkan. Sounds like he's saying you can't be mafkir aide shaliach. Hafkir atanichsai. I want you to be a shliach to mafkir my nechasim. So why not? It doesn't say why not. It's not clear. Why not? Says the Beis Yosef here. Vili nire. Ah, the afagav the bitul midin hefker nagubo. Even though bitul is mitan hefker. But shapi yachol vata aide shaliach. Why? You could use vata aide shaliach. When Mishet came in the chametz in a b'shusa shal adam. He says a simple word, and this will get some more about bitul. The Torah made it in your b'shus. So he says, number one, he says, as long as you're megal adas, that you don't want to have a schus in it, so that's enough. So who cares, shaliach, not shaliach, I'm megal adas. That's a svar that we asked ourselves from this Ran way back when, if you remember, that obviously the Ran meant real hefker, because otherwise it's just the fact that the Torah didn't make it your reshus because you don't want it, so who cares if it's shlichus per se, lamaisa, you're megal adas. That's what the Beis Yosef says at this svar. So he says, shbita should be formally aide shliach. But then he says another difference. Inami, this is what we want. Inami, the time of the behefka lamahani shlichos. Why not? We don't know why not. Why not? I'll tell you why not. Because hefka yeshko din eder. Kidim muchach perakama din edarim yesh yad lehefka. Ukidim kasaf rabim hilchas nedarim perak bezalach yadal. So why in fact can't you be mafkir ade shliach? Because hefka is a neder. And since by neder, that you have the neder, therefore you can't have shlichus. Because if you tell someone else, kabel lacha neder zebi shlichusi, shehei asubo, I want you to mekabel this neder on my behalf, in a klum. I have to make the neder, you can't make the neder for me. So that's true by hefker, but bitul doesn't have that drawback. Bitul doesn't have that equation to neder in the same way hefker does. So what do you have in this Beis Yosef? Again, he took this inyan of hefker mitan neder In a very serious way. He says, and that's why you can't have hefka mitam, hefka be aide shaliach, but bitul doesn't have that same element. First, the first reason he said is another svara, because it's tam agili das, and then he says this chiluk, that hefka is a neder, so you can't have a shliach, but bitul doesn't have that group. Again, so you're taking the Rambam as a real din of neder. Yeah, so there's a lot of makoros on this inyan. So, Rav Shimon Shkop in Shari Yosher, this again, the Mitzayin is on the bottom here, Perek Chav Gimel. He has a lot to say about this Ramban, and then further on in the same Perek, it's a long Perek, he goes on to discuss the Ran, Bitul Chametz, and the Ran, and so on. So a little bit here in Rav Shimon, he doesn't like this whole emphasis that we take the Rambam literally as a neder, as a bal yachel. The ikar din hefker lo nisbar b'rishonim mahu mekaru debi Rambam shekasav hefker mitan neder. So we have the mar makom, the gemara nedar, that's the Beis Yosef we just read, yesh adi hefker, and he quotes the Beis Yosef that we just quoted, and he quotes the Bach that the Ksos quoted about yachel. And he quotes the Ksos, that therefore Hefka doesn't make any hishtanus b'kinyan habaylim. It's just chal halacha of neder to let everybody be zoche in it, that you can't be chozer, and the yorshim are therefore going to be yorishit. Says Rav Shimon, v'advar matmiyim be'enai. Astonishing. De'lefi zeh, leisa klal inyan Hefka ba'olam. Then there's no reality called Hefka. Ella, no der liten l'chomisha yirtse listos l'shtamish b'zeh. V'lam matzvichim l'shin hefker dafka. Why do we have a category called hefker? Sheyom en achasm ilu hefker. And what's this machokis b'same b'silel? If you're mafkir l'aniyim v'lo l'ashirim, that b'silel says, even if you mishar one person, it's not going to be a hefker. Why not? A nether is a nether is a nether. Why can't I define my nether to be limited to this group of people and these, not this group of people, and not to exclude? What kind of a machokas you have in Mishnah's Peya, Bishana Bisilo? These are very strong questions on this. Hefker Gomer is anyway not leaving a Rishus. It's just a Chala Nether. More questions. I can't quote everything. Okay, but you get the gist of it. Kasha from Rabbi Yossi and the Gemara Nedarim. Okay, so what's the pshat? Nearly me is daiti. Okay, let's skip to the next paragraph. So what is his understanding? What did the Rama mean? Obviously, you're going to have to try to formulate something. And the different mahalchim, this is not the only way. There's other mahalchim that you can imagine. What is the relationship? I guess you could say it this way. If we take on, as we would have ourselves assumed before we started Shir, not like the Ksos, that nothing changed. There is something that changed. Right now, the Chayfetz is ownerless. I've lost my bailus. It's omeid for anyone to be Zochet. So what is this extra layer of neder? How does that in any way relate to the concept of the fact that now it is in fact, the mammon is no longer my mammon after it's hefker? What's the connection? What is neder exactly adding? And what was the Rambam's kavana when he said, again, that the lashon Rambam again was what? Hefker, ha-hefker, afpish eno neder, harehu kimo neder. Notice in the same sentence, it's afpish eno neder, harehu kimo neder. No, it doesn't say it is a neder. Afal pisha in a nether, harehu kimo nether. She asu will afzibo. So that's what we have to figure out. What did that sentence mean? In the same breath, he says, it's not a nether, but it's kimo nether. Again, the mocker being the gemara in the dark. So Rav Shimon is mitzayin a bir hagra on the sifin shulchan aruch. Again, the Rambam has in hilchas nedarim, the shulchan aruch is in choshen mishpat. But the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is ke'en the lashon of the Rambam. Apish eno neder haru kmedor she'asa la'afzibo. So the gra, bir ha-gra, on the word she'asa, she'asa la'afzibo, says the gra, tzarech lomar, he's explaining what it means she'asa la'afzibo. She'eno yachol la'afzibo. She'eno yachol v'chuli. What did the gra mean? What did the gra do here? He took the word asr and he gave it a different spin. You see, if you take usser at face value, then we're thinking like the Bach, we're thinking like the Xos, that basically nothing happened, and it's just about an isser by Yachel. So the Gra wants to set us in a different path, because his usser doesn't mean usser from the perspective of isser beheter. And I'll just throw another kasha, derech agav, like, if it's an inyan of isser on both sides, so if you have a suffix, if yesh yad hefker, what would you think? Should you leave it as hefker or not? So, by suffik isurim, we always say l'chumra. If it's a suffik mammon, it's l'kula. What did the Rambam say l'halacha, since the Gemara didn't resolve the shayla of yesh yad l'hefker? So what did the Rambam say? It's a suffik hefker. Suffik hefker pashtus means a suffik mammon. So if it's about Isser, then why is it Suffolk Mammon more than the Suffolk Isser? The Kasha of Achronim. But the Grad notice is saying it's not Usser in the sense of Usser. It's Usser means any Yachal Achvul. So Rav Shimon picks up on that Grad also. So he says like this. The Nirin is Daiti. Did the Hefker Vada Yotze Adavim Yeshus Bailim? The Nifka Kinyan HaBailim Megamri. The Kinyan HaBailim is lifted. But he says, but what exactly is so? What veneer elisha bira inyan who? Oh, he's makia. He brings the gra I just mentioned. Right, the gra. What is the gra saying? Nivur midvarav the kafarish kavanas haramam the after hefker eno neder hareza kineder. The Mahani Amira, she yasa adaba kidin hefker. She kol adam yachul ishtamish bliskos kedaber hamufka. So what does it mean? Bir ha'inyin hu, shadin shechal al ha'chefetz. He's basically saying as follows. Let me go back a bit to the previous paragraph. He says it here better. Hefker Hefker is miyached, b'mazmin the chefetz, that its definition and its function is the derech hefker. That's what it is. You're declaring, you're classifying it. This is what it is. According to Beis Shammai, it can even be for one class of people. According to Beis Shammai, it has to be like Shemitah, everybody. But it's a designation of this chefetz to be of this function. Va'ayidei diburo, through your dibur, this is what makes it like neder. Chal inyan zeh, shenasa din, sheyachal kodem ishtamish kedavar hamufkar, v'din zeh chal al hachefetz. Just like you make a neder, through your dibur, you create a status in the chefetz to define it as whatever it is that you say. It's konam alai, it's whatever. So too, you created a status in the chefetz that its function is, it's all made for everyone to be zochet. And that's why you can be matzis in it, zeh kazeh. Let's say a person would be makabo on himself on a ned as a neder to be mafkir as nechasav. Would he have to be makayim this? The didan din shi hefker lo kol ein bezeh shum mitzvah hefker nechasav. It's not per se halacha as stuck up in that respect. It's similar to stuck and it's miyuchad for that. Okay. He says, "Hadin shechal al chefetz mo'ud din imamnis." Okay, so this is how he wants to explain it. Okay, I'll say a little bit more, and you get a little bit of the gist of it. Inyan ha'hefker machadishnei inyanim. Yisod ha'hefker hu shechal al chefetz din hefker shenisiyached l'shtamshus l'shkitas kol adam. Now, Rabosai, I want you to think about the following question. Okay, so this is Rav Shimon. This is not the only Mahalach. There's a Chassan Sofer in the Darim. There's one line on this. He again doesn't like the Ksos. He dismisses it out of hand. It's the Darim Mem Gimel. Again, it's quoted in one of the Marmakomas here, Rav Ashawaz. I forget where it's so referenced. The Chassan Sofer says, at the very, toward the end of the piece in Mem Gimel Chedushim, Darim, Divik says Achoshen, Enam Vurarin, Mashikas, but what is it? What's the Shaykhis in the Neder? The Tarvayu Isa, Kinyan Vin Neder, the Tzarech Lekayim Nidro, Lahapnos, Osa Kinyan, Laalma. So he says it in his own way. He says, okay, there's of course Akna, but there's a Neder Halacha. Besides Akna, there's a Neder component, whether it's Vayacha or not, he doesn't tell you, to Mekayim, to follow up on that haknah. But of course it's a haknah. Okay. What do you think about the question of bittul now? And this is Rav Shimon segues further in the character to bittul. Because if you take this hagdara of Rav Shimon, basically the neder component just means that you're able to designate it as this classification called hefker. But there is a haknah, but the way it works is somehow there's a designation. It's a halos in some way. And that's why it's like a neder. So what is bittul, though? Bittul, to the contrary. It's not miyuchid for anyone, sechiyah. You're making kafa diyar. So it's very different than when you're designating something as hefker for everyone to be zochet. So this is further on. Here it gets to the question, what did the Ran mean? When the Ran explains bittul chametz in some way midin hefker. So let's segue to that. I'll bring from Shimon in a second. The Ran, in the beginning of the Masechta, when he discusses bidikas chametz, he also discusses, as part of his analysis, what is the role of bittul chametz. So what do we have in Tosfos? We have two ways to understand the hefker of Tosfos, but the common denominator, the pashtus in Tosfos, it has no shaychus to tashbisu, no shaychus to a drasha that tells us that you can be mekayim, you can fulfill tashbisu or whatever else with bittul. Bittul is a mechanism that allows you to get around the problem of Bal Yeroa. That's how the Achronim took Tosis. Except that Mar Mokum I gave you on Thursday with the Rebbeinu Tam al Torah, but that's a big chiddush to learn that in Tosis. The Pashtus in Tosis is that you simply got around your Bal Yeroa because it's not Lecha. And again, this is obviously, the Ksos's understanding is obviously not going to work. That's what Ksos made Rashi argue on Tosis because of that. Obviously, there's no longer a bailus of the person because he makes it after the ara, either because it's a maisa hefker directly, or because mela, when he considers it to be after the ara, mela it leaves his rishus. The Ran connects bito with hefker, but clearly not in the same vein as Tosis. Umau in bito zed, paragraph in the Ran that begins to discuss bito. So he brings the Gemara Davav, we'll have to see it more carefully again, but he sees in that Gemara that it has a shaychus to Hefka. So you have to know Harashi, for example, were in that Gemara, but the Gemara connects it to Sofi Te'enim. So obviously, mitoris Hefka Naguba. But wait a second, the Ran says, but afagab the Hefka ki hai gavna lo lo mahani. If you say about your chayfetz, it should be ka'afa de ara, that's not saying it's Hefka. Second kasha, mrato belibo. It can be without verbalization. For hefka mamono, it's dumsha belave. You have to say something. You have to say it's hefka. Number two. Number three, Rav Yossi. Yossi holds hefka kematana, ad isa bishu zoche, lanafka bishu nosin. So how could you have bitul chametz work for Rav Yossi if it never went to Rishu Zoche? No one is going to be Zoche in it. It's just you saying it's like after the hour. Those are three kashas of the Ran. So how does the Ran finesse it? It's at Echad. Bito has a shaykhus to Hefka. He has a Gemara that way. It's at Sheni, three kashas. So who remembers? What was the Ran's creative way of putting everything together? Yeah?
The standard of Hefka is lower.
Okay, so this is how we began to talk about it, but let's see how it comes out in the Lashon, and let's see how Rav Shimon brings it out, and how other Achronim explain it, and see what the problems are and how to formulate it. And again, at the end of the day, we may still be stuck here today in this. Like, I don't know if it's going to come out double bar, but here it gets a bit sticky. Especially if you want to compare or contrast this paragraph of Ran to what we see in the Ramban, for example. Listen carefully. El Hainu Taimu. Let's see the words again. So, has a Ran, have it both ways. It's Hefker, but it doesn't meet the standards of normal hefker. So the Ran brings in that powerful Gemara later, that chametz is really not yerushus because it's usser, not, but the Torah makes it like it's in yerushus with chayiv. And here's where the bittel slash hefker is able to solve the problem. But again, he's using makoros that allow it to work, not just because mela it's a straightforward hefker. It wouldn't normally work as a straightforward hefker. Ela any time. Mishum dinehi denai dahavi b'rishus say the inish lo matzi mafkelei. What is in your rishus? It's mamish in your rishus. You can't be mafkir. Ki ha'gavna in such a manner that you just said it's offer. I take my chayfetz. I take my pen. I say it's yak offer. Is it hefker or is it still mine? Still mine. It hasn't transferred from my rishus. Chamet shayni. Why? It's not real in your rishus, it's only quasar in your rishus. The etzim, it's not. Isser hana means it's not really yours. Somebody's asr bana, you don't really have bias. You've lost your bias. But the Torah, for purposes of making you liable, by your other, the Torah treats it like it when you're rishus, right? Umishim hachi. Therefore, begiloi daita be'alma, so as long as you have the gilui das that you don't want to have this chia in this chametz, that's good enough. And so on. So what does the Ram mean? So one could have thought, this is how some achronim, the Makor Chaim, for example, took it. A simple way to formulate it is, so it's not really that you're creating a hefker per se, that you're motzi it from your rishus. All you're really doing is, as long as you are acknowledging that you don't want it, so the Torah is not going to forcibly consider it to be your Rishus to the extent that you don't want it. If that's the case, it's not an active chalos that you're doing with your bittul. What is it rather? It's just a passive gilidas. Right? That's how Mekor Chaim, the receivers, took the Ran. And maybe in the Ramban you get something of a mashmos like that. That's a paragraph in the Ramban here, and he discusses it. Have to see carefully. Maybe. You can look at the Lashon. The Ramban has a Lashon here. Habitul Mola Hotzi Mitaras Chametz Achivu Ka'afar Ve'heta Zeh Medibri Rabbi Shmuel Ki'u Ha'im B'Shuso Loma Dekeven Shol Ekpida Torah El Shalo Yeh Chametz Shalo B'Shuso B'Yisuri Ha'na'a Enam Mamon B'dinu Shalo Yav Olav B'Klum El Shal Torah Sa'aso Ki'u B'Shuso Lav Olav Ve'she Daito Olav U'Rotzi B'Kiyuma U'Fikach Zeh She'Hiskima Daito L'Das Torah V'Yotze Levatlo Shalo Yeh B'Din Mamon Shuga Eno Over Olav Do'o Karbina Le'Lecha Ki'mishu Aser. I'm not sure if the Ramban means exactly what I just said or not, but this is where we have to start looking, nitpicking carefully the Lashon, the Ramban, the Lashon, the Ran. But you see, if that's what it means, so where do we see that Svara earlier in Shir, such a Svara? Where do I see, where did I quote you such a Svara as we were learning before the Inyan of Hefker? Remember? Who remembers? The Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef that we quoted what he wanted to say regarding Shaliach. So the Beis Yosef said that you can't equate Bitoy de Shaliach to Hefkar de Shaliach, because by Hefkar de Shaliach, I could tell you why there's no Shalichus. So he had two Svaras. The second Svar was because that's because it's a Neder, you can't have a Neder de Shaliach, but Bitoy doesn't have that idea. But the first distinction he made is Afagav de bitul b'din hefker shapi yochavad de shliach b'shem de kevan de chametz ein b'shusah shel adam elo shasal kasev b'kiu b'shusah b'gili dait v'nichalei de v'schusah sagi. So what's he saying? He's saying l'maisa shlichus ahim shlichus aher. It's not about shlichus. I tell the other guy be mevatel for me, make him like offer. So obviously I want to be like offer. I don't need a formal shlichus. That he has a koach to be mevatel for me. You don't need to empower him to do the bittul. You just have to do what? You just have to clearly indicate that you don't want, and if we know, that's at your desk. So, the Torah didn't make a b'shuscha. So the Beis Yosef used that svar. You see, Rabosai, the problem is that, but that couldn't be the pshat in the Ran. Because the same Ran who just said what we said, that how does it work, that bittul works because the Torah doesn't make you b'shuscha because you're mevatel, but the Ran himself had a question of whether bittul can work or not ayde shaliach. What kind of two sides are there? It's as simple as day. Obviously bittul works ayde shaliach because you don't need shlichus, it's just a gilidah. So the whole point of learning the Ran that passively, you know you're giving das the nail of the Torah to make a b'shuscha, that can't be what that Ran meant. So obviously, the Ran has to be saying something more than just that passively there was a gili das and the nail of that's not you're not going to violate. The Ran must have said that there is some kind of an active chalos that's actually operating when you do bittul. And both say again, we're painting a picture, not the quite the fine, not as much yet in the perfect picture, but you understand where we're going here. The Ran could not have just meant that Mimela there was no Asan HaKasim. Then there'd be no discussion about Ayde Shliach. And this is part of Rav Shimna asked further in the Perek. When he talks about Bittul Chametz, Tosfos and the Ran, he brings the Ran, and he brings the Makor Chayim, Simetav Lamed Aleph, that all you have is a Gilui Das, and that's what the Ran means. It's like every Yisuri HaNa, that's not Rishus say. Because the Bittu is a Gili Das, to Anichale, that you don't want the Torah made in your Rishus. He brings others that seem to be mashma that way. V'hadvarim nifloyim be'enai, says Rav Shimon. Further in the same paragraph, Chav Gimel. Nifloyim be'enai, lefarish kein, The whole bitul, the whole yisod bitul, is that you are just simply not allowing the Torah to do its thing. He says the Gemara compares it to bar b'shus harabim, the chametz b'shus shalosalamala. Sounds like they're over this, both of the same idea. Can you tell me by bar b'shus harabim, a person can misalut himself min habor kodem chafiraso shelo yaseh kasa b'shus? So I can put out a moda that, you know, I'm going to dig a bor, but I don't want this bor to be b'shusi. I have a right to do that. I can decide on my own terms whether, since I don't really want this, the Torah to do its thing, therefore I won't be liable for digging the Bavishu Sarad. So what does it mean? Because I'm maskim to das ha-Torah, therefore the Torah doesn't do it. We don't find siluk like that. We find siluk in Yonim that the nacha balad makam acher, a person is going to get a tzchi, a privilege, the person can say, no thank you. Before it comes, he can say, I don't want it. But for liabilities, to say I'm a salak, I shouldn't have the liability beforehand, that really something we find? Mashaykh siluk. V'od, and here's another kasha. Od tamua, v'lefisa ein ze'in yin lehefker. So how can the Ran have it both ways? The Ran started by saying it's like a hefker. The hefker, who ain't a shalo, ubito is a siluk, shalo yishchadish ala chometz hamada b'shusa. U'acha abito adayin hu shalo, kisharis tu'i anna. So what's going on? So what? And yeah. So what does this suggest? Even Ladas Haran, where are we going? Where is this heading? That even according to the Ran is learning that there is a Maisa Bittel, and a Maisa Bittel affects a Yitzir Mershusa. And this maybe we'll start using the terminology that I used before. Again, it could be we still have to fine tune even further. But the point is that when you are acting in a way to take it out of your reshus, even though you're not doing what normally would be required in a case of something which is manish in your reshus, so then to that extent, what the Torah does not put in your reshus, to the contrary, you take it out of your reshus. But it actually left your reshus. You affected a hefker, but you have the koach to do it on something which is only quasar yours to begin with. That's the basic way to put it together. Moreover, this is not something that you get misvara. You get it from a makor. The Ran quote two pasuk makoros for it. Either tashbisu, or if you remember the other one, lo yirah batel belibcha. So the Torah has taught us that if you can affect a hefker through, if you will, you know what it reminds you of? It reminds you of which pshat and tosis that we said, except that the Ran is using a psukim for it. Which pshat? We had two pshat and tosis. Classic Maisa Hefker or the Riyaz. Right? That when you disregard it, you trivialize it, in the main way it becomes Hefker. That's the mechanism in the Ran. The only thing is the Ran is basing it on the framework of Asan HaKas. What separates the Riaz's spit on Tosfos from what the Ran is saying? The Riaz would be saying, you can take something which is completely yours to get a sana kasav, and you can trivialize it, make it like offer, think it like offer, and it's hefker. It could be chametz, it could be matzah. The Ran would say no. If it were matzah, we wouldn't be able to do it. It's specifically chametz, and it's predicated on exeris hakasev of tashbisu or batel belibcha. That what the Torah is mechadish to us in this lashon of bittul is that what you have a right to do is you have a right to be mafkir something that once you trivialize it becomes hefker. But it's not a maisa hefker. It's a making it ka'afra. It's a good classification, if you will, in your mind. I know this may not be 100% Rav Shimon, but it's within the spirit of Rav Shimon before. In other words, my mind, I'm designated like Afa. Not designated to be for everyone to be Zoche. I don't want anyone to be Zoche. But I'm designated it in my mind like Afa. From that designation, what results? What results is it becomes Hefker, leaves my rishis. both sides, here we say, and you need the Torah to do it. You need the Torah to tell you that you can do it. And the reason why you can do it, even though typically you can make something hefker that way, is because it's something that's already only quasar on Yerushas. So where does the Ran depart from Tosis? Where would Tosis disagree? What would Tosis hold? You don't need a Tosis, you don't need a Yerushas, you don't exerce a Kasa. Tosis is simply Misvara. Tosis holds you can take something that is yours and you can think of it as nothing and it leaves Yerushas. And I have a smach to all of this from the Ran Arana Davav. It's an interesting question. The emphasis is, this is something that comes up in the Ramban as well. I don't know sure exactly how to relate, you know, how many miyashiv perfectly this issue, but L'chor, if I were to ask you the following question. If chametz is asr bahana, right, then I understand perfectly where the Ran's coming from. And maybe if the Ramban is saying something of a similar nature, the bitter works because it's asr bahana. If, let's say chametz is not asr bahana. V'yosi Aglili holds, chametz is mutar b'na even a Pesach. But let's leave that on the side. So the Ramban addresses that question. V'yosi Aglili. So would bitter work on v'yosi Aglili? The whole mechanism of bitter is predicated on the fact that chametz is asr bahana, so an akasav v'yosi doesn't know better. So there was one line in the Ramban that addresses it, and you look there, you see what, we have to come back to this Ramban at some point, but he addresses that question. V'yosi Aglili, bitter. So the Shabbos, the bottom of the Ramban, they have a Hagos, and this is Zalman notes, there he says, the Shagasar didn't see the Ramban. Shagasar assumes, Bitu doesn't work on Yerushas Aglili, because Chametz is Mutabana. The Ramban says even Yerushas Aglili, you have to know what Ramban means. But the Ran addresses the question from a different angle. Not Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds Chametz is Mutabana o Pesach, but the following question. Rav Shimon, this is Nogea Dafhei a little bit, above. Rav Shimon doesn't have an Isser Achila from a lav in the Torah, in the Furish, on Erev Pesach. Rav Yehuda has three psukim, one of which is the Isser Achila on Pesach, one is a pasuk to Aser after Pesach, Midaraisa, one is to Aser on Erev Pesach, after Sheshos. Rav Shimon doesn't have three psukim for Isser Achila Midaraisa. He only has on Pesach, Isser Achila, after Pesach, it's a Knas. And what about Erev Pesach? There's a Tashbisu. There's no Isser Achila stated in the Chumash. So the Rishonim Ol Tumah, what about Isser Achila, Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, according to Rav Shimon? Well-known Shita of the Baal HaMor, we once mentioned it, we're going to come back to it. You can eat it. I eat this Mitzvah Tashbisu. Beautiful. So how you become Tashbisu? Eat it. Baal HaMor. Everyone spoons at the Baal HaMor. Can be. If the Torah says Tashbisu, obviously you can't eat it. Okay, so they say, obviously it's Asav Achila. Tosis discusses later, makes a similar point. If the Torah says Tashbisu, you can't eat it. But the next question is, what about Hana? L'fishitas Rav Shimon, that there's no Isser Lav in the Torah of Achila on Erev Pesach. There's a Mitzvah Tashbisu. And from that we know that's Asav Achila. What about him? So I want to quote for you a Ran Davav. The Ran Davav says, you can't tell me that according to Rav Shimon, Erev Pesach after Chatzos is going to be Mutar Bahana. And the reason why the Ran says you can't say that is because then you can't square the din of Bito with Rav Shimon. The Gemara says, "Bebitul ba'amasagi." The Torah says in Hashbasa, "Bebitul ba'amasagi." Now, if you were to ask me outside what the Ran means, you could say a very simple thing. The Ran means that the whole mechanism that he created for bitul to work is because the Torah makes it like it's about yours. It's as if it weren't your reshus, and that's how bitul works. According to Rav Shimon, if you don't have Isser Hana, so then that whole equation breaks down. So then why should bitter work? That's how you could have said it. The Ran, for some reason, does not say it that way. Why, I don't know. But listen what the Ran does say. V'li nireh, v'li Rav Shimon nami, Chametz Mishesh Shalos Umala Asa Ba'anam in HaTorah. Shimon also holds that at Chatzos, it's Asa Ba'anam. Why? The Hamoder of Shimon B'mitzvah Hashbasa. If Shimon is Moder, there's a mitzvah Tashbisa. V'aminan B'tu Ba'al Masagi. Umal B'tu Zeh. What is B'tu? Shotzienu Milibo Lugamri. It should be like it's destroyed. The imata omer shu rashoy lehanas mimenu. You tell me that you're allowed to get hana from chametz. Adayin mamonahu lo nispato etzlo klal. And it's a joke. What do you mean? You're mevato and making like offer. Lo nispato etzlo klal. Nothing happened. It's mutar b'hana. And therefore, it must be that when Tosfos Tashbisu, it answers Bachila and Bahana. So, how did the Ran prove that Rav Shimon has to agree to Zisu Hana based on Tashbisu? Because Bittu works, presumably, for Rav Shimon as well. So, he doesn't say, and the Mele, there'd be no way the Bittu could work because there's no Asana Kas, so he doesn't say it that way, he says it his way. He says, because if it's Mutar Bahana, then what is it? You're making like offer, so what? But it's mutar b'hana. So what I see in this Ran, that the problem the Ran had with the approach of Tosis, if you will, that bittul is hefker, is because you can't have something that is inherently has value and is functional and it's mutar b'hana, and you're reducing it in your mind to be trivial and worthless, and then it leaves you rishus. It wouldn't happen. It has to be something that already is only quasar Yerushus. The Torah already has, you know, has taken it in a certain sense. It's really anyway Aser Bahana, but the Torah is trying to put in Yerushus anyway. Then you have a right to push back and be motzi from Yerushus. But if it's something which, without that beginning, that it has to be that the Torah is, you know, it's really Aser Bahana and the Torah putting Yerushus, then there's no koach to consider like offer, and then what? It is functional. It is. And that's the Nikudas and Machokas between Tosis and the Ran. What does Tosis hold? Tosis holds you can do it to Chametz, you can do it to Matzah. You can take something which is functional and consider it to be offer, and it leaves you Rishus because in your mind it's nothing. And the Ran says no. It's only because of specifically this Inyan of the term makes as if it's in your Rishus. That's the kind of thing that you can now devalue, and then it taka works as a hefker. So these are the different pieces, the moving parts, if you will, of the sugya. Then you can see why there's a lot more that can be, you know, gleaned and mined. Especially, we didn't really do the Ramban much, and I'll just tell you a bit. David on Davav, you should probably visit on Davav. But he also talks about Bittu, and he says he goes that it's not hefker at all. See, that's why the Ramban and the Ran are not necessarily the same. The Ran says hefker. The Ramban, which we didn't do so carefully, but you'll take another look at it, he doesn't say hefker, and Ibn Udabi makes it clear, Bidas the Ramban, that it's not hefker at all. So anyway, Lumaisa, you're beginning to get a picture of some of the different shitas of Bittul, Rashi, Tosfos, different ways to understand Tosfos. And there's this whole inyan of Hefker being a neder, and what we said about that, and now back to the Ran, and then we'll have to see. And what I want to bring out in the Ran is one akuda, really. That, and Shimon tries to bring that out again in Shari Yosha very much, that it's not a passive gili das like the Beis Yosef would have had it. It's an active chalos of Hefker. It's actually Yotzei Mirshuso, but you have the right to be mafkirit because of the framework in which it's coming from. And that's why you're not over. And that's why the Ran can have a discussion about having an Adei Shaliach, because otherwise it was just a Gilui Das, of course it works. It's only Shlichus, it's just a Gilui Das. But it's within the framework of a Asana Kasuv, that's where your Hefker can work, even though it's a standard of Hefker that's not otherwise accepted by a normal Hefker. But if you want to just, it's basically what the Ri'az said for Hefker in Tosfos, But for the Ran, it's specific to chametz. Mitosis, it sounds like it's something that could exist for other things as well. Questions? Okay, very good. So I guess for tomorrow, we'll start the next sugya of Bittul Nekach. Okay.
The recording has stopped.
Okay, so the question is, should we have a little bit of Q&A now, and then do a little more another time?